your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington.
BIRAC International presents Where's George? A comedy by Gary Diamond and Ray Lawrence as part of the occasional series of radio plays brought to you by Kyrenia Amateur Dramatic Society. The play is set in Rose Simpkin's dining room on a Sunday afternoon. It is a large suburban house with heavy furniture dating from the 1950s. An old tabby cat lies in front of an old-fashioned gas fire that blazes away. The elderly TV set is switched on, but there is no sound. Arthur Ledbetter is sitting reading a newspaper as his wife rises to draw back the curtain so as to look out of the window.
Her personality is not, in reality, exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't.
It's really dismal outside, Arthur.
It's not much better in here. Look at that, Vera. She's even marked the brandy bottle. I wouldn't mind, but we bought it for her 5 years ago.
Well, she only uses it for medicinal purposes. She prefers gin.
I know, dear. It's bad enough coming here every Sunday. Now, we can't even watch telly.
We can watch it, dear. We just can't hear it.
Don't get technical with me, Vera. That television broke down over a year ago and she still hasn't had it mended. I wouldn't mind, but it's rented. And another thing, why does the old bat have to have the fire blazing in the middle of summer?
Oh, that's my mother you're talking about, Arthur.
Don't I know it? Don't we have to come here and see her every Sunday afternoon? And don't we have the same thing for tea every time? Oh, how many years have we been married now, Vera? 27?
28.
No, Vera. 27. We've been doing it for 28, but we've only been married for 27.
Don't be coarse in my mother's house, Arthur. The old lady might hear you.
The point is that for the last 20 whatever years, I've been telling her I can't stand sardines. And what do we get every Sunday? Regular as clockwork.
Salmon spread?
Oh, I thought it was sardines. Funny, I like salmon spread. I must have been enjoying myself all these years. I didn't even realise it.
You just like to moan about coming here every Sunday.
Moan? Why should I moan? I give up every Sunday to come here, and I have done since your dad passed over. Every Sunday, week in, week out, for stimulating conversation with a boring old coot in a polka dot dress. And your mother's no better. I'll tell you this, Vera. I am not sitting next to that lesbian brother of yours. Not again.
Edward isn't a lesbian. He's no more a lesbian than I am. He wouldn't look at another man.
All right. Calm down, dear. But don't you think that anyone who calls himself Eileen Bell is maybe a bit queer?
That's a pseudonym. Edward only writes under that name.
Why can't he write under a man's name? Like George Eliot?
You think he's one of them, don't you?
Well, do you blame me, Vera? He's never married. He lives at home with his 90-year-old mother, writing weak romantic novels. And he uses a woman's name. I rest my case. The man doesn't know what sex she is.
Of course she does. I'll have you know, Arthur, that in my family, sex is hereditary. Anyway, mother needs him.
There's only one thing your mother needs out of life, Vera. So long as she has Edward at her beck and call, and that mangy old cat that never moves, I'm sure it's stuffed. And if it's not, it should be. Anyway, the only other thing she needs is George. And we all know...
Here they are, Mother, Vera and Arthur.
Oh, wait for it now.
Where's George?
Good afternoon, Mother. Say hello to Mother, Arthur.
Hello to Mother, Arthur.
Isn't Mother looking well this afternoon, Arthur?
Yes. I was just about to say the same thing myself. Mother, aren't you looking well?
Bloody liar.
She's been up all night with diarrhoea.
I've been up all night with a diarrhoea. I can answer for myself, you know. Just because one end's not working right, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the other end. Anyway, Edward, where's George?
Shall I put the kettle on, Mother?
Yeah, but wait till it's boiling before you put it on her.
What was that?
Ooh, I said, ooh, I've got a boil. Oh,
bloody liar. I heard what you said. You said wait till it's boiling before you put it on her. Here, have you fed Cat yet, Edward?
Yes, Mother. I gave him the last of the salmon spread. I thought we'd have sardines today for a change.
Oh, Arthur will like that. He's been complaining about the salmon spread.
Ooh, goody, goody. Sardines for tea. My favourite dish is little fishes.
Silly sod. I don't know why you married him, Vera. Edward, put the kettle on and we'll have tea as soon as George gets here.
I'll help you, Edward.
No, we don't want two girls in the kitchen.
Oh, you shouldn't say such things in front of him, Mother. He's very sensitive. That's how he can write such lovely romantic novels.
It's not a man's job writing those books. He's not like George. Now, George, he's had more women than Cat's had fleas, and she's a dirty little bugger.
Vera, you did say not to be coarse in your mother's house, didn't you?
George is a real man, not like Edward. Has he ever brought a girl home? No. He doesn't even know what it's for. He thinks it's for stirring his tea, he does. Which reminds me, Edward, this time don't forget the spoons.
Mother, please.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was forgetting myself. Edward, please bring in some spoons. And why haven't you brought my grandchild round to see me, Vera?
We haven't got any children, Mother.
No, and being married to that Ponce, you're not likely to get any.
Where shall I put it?
See, over 40 years old, and he still doesn't know where to put it.
At least he's brought some spoons.
You're too early, Edward. We can't start tea yet. George isn't here.
I'll just put the tray on the table. Then we can start, Mother. George can catch us up later.
Here, Edward, what's that brown stuff in the bowl? It looks just like...
Blancmange, Mother. It's chocolate blancmange. Shall I be Mother, Mother?
You're the best qualified here, dear. Apart from me, of course.
Sardine sandwich, Arthur, dear?
Well, I suppose... If there's no salmon spread... Phew, it's warm in here. Mother, do you think we could have it off?
Well, I don't really fancy you, Arthur, but if you insist... Vera, you'd better turn your back. I'm going to have it off with your old man.
I didn't mean that. Christ, I meant the fire. Can we have the fire off? Phew, it's like an oven in here.
No, you can't. I'm a poor, frail old lady, and I need every inch of heat I can get.
Besides, the knob's broken and we can't turn it off.
Oh, who asked you, Edward? Oh, where's George? Even with his fast sports car, he's never here on time.
Oh, my God, it's moved.
What's moved?
The cat. That's the first time in 10 years I've seen that cat move.
I'll have you know that cat is a bloody good mouser. You won't find any mice in this house.
But we've never had mice in this house, Mother.
That's because Cat is such a good mouser.
Bloody cat. Looks like it's stuffed. And if it's not, it darn well ought to be.
Oh, stop moaning, Arthur. You're always moaning. You've got nothing to moan about. A lot of people would like to have the things to moan about that you've got to moan about. So don't moan about them.
What you say? You silly cow. Oh, where is that boy George? I bet he stopped to buy me a present. He's just like your dear departed father. He used to stop and buy me presents. He bought me Cat. He was just a small bundle of fluff in those days.
Who was father?
No, of course not. Cat. And all he ever wanted to do was sit by the fire and play with my balls of wool.
Who? Cat?
No, you silly sod. Father. That's probably George phoning to say he'll be late.
Late is the operative word.
I'll get it.
Hello?
George always likes to ring if he's going to be late. Yes. Your brother's a wonderful, considerate man. And a real man. Not like her outside.
One of the blokes in the salon's a bit like that.
What? At the shop?
Yeah, in the unisex section. He don't do hair. He only blow dries. I think his name's Doreen.
Doreen? Bloody Doreen! Well, I'd hate to have a son called Doreen. Bad enough having one called Eileen.
That's Edward's pseudonym, Mother, the name he writes with.
I thought he used a typewriter.
What did George say, Edward?
It wasn't George.
You surprise me.
It was a friend of mine, Caroline Sims.
Is he also a writer?
He's not a he, Vera. He's a she.
What? Girl with a name like Caroline.
And what's wrong with that, Mother?
That's a bit sissy, but I'm not surprised coming from you.
Who is this Caroline Sims?
She's my girlfriend.
Girlfriend? Girlfriend? I didn't know you liked girls, Edward.
There's a lot you don't know about me, Arthur. Anyway, Caroline and I are going out tonight, so you'll have to do the washing up after tea and stay with Mother till I get back.
Going out with girls? This must be the first time. Edward, you always were a late developer. Now, George, I remember George's first true love, Vivian.
We don't want to know about that, Mother.
Is Caroline the first woman in your life then, Edward?
Oh, don't be such a fool, Vera. I was the first woman in his life. How do you think he got here? And what a little bugger he was to give birth to. Come out bum first, he did.
I'm not surprised.
George came out sweet as pie. One minute he was in, the next minute he was out. He came out so bloody fast, he almost knocked the doctor over.
If you must know, Mother, Caroline and I are to be married.
Married?
Is it to be a marriage of convenience, Edward?
I know what you all think about me just because I write romantic stories for women. Well, there are going to be some big changes round here when Caroline and I are married. I'm not going to be looking after Mother any more. I've done my stint, and it's somebody else's turn now.
Oh, where's George?
What do you mean, somebody else? Who did you have in mind, then?
Oh, where's George? Oh, I do wish George would get here.
Who do you think, Arthur? It's about time you two did something.
What do you mean? We come here every Sunday, don't we? Regular as bloody clockwork we come here.
But I've been here every day for the last 40-odd years.
But I thought you enjoyed it, Edward.
Enjoyed it?
But where could we put her? I mean, we've only got 3 rooms over the shop.
Here, I'm not just a piece of furniture, you know, for you to argue about. Besides, I don't know what you're carrying on about. George will look after me. Why didn't you bring this girl home, Edward, this Caroline? You're not ashamed of your old mum, are you?
Of course not, Mother. But Caroline is rather shy.
Well, I think we'd all like to meet her, Edward. Wouldn't you like to meet her, Arthur?
Oh, yes, dear. I'd love to meet her. With Edward getting married and leaving us here in the lurch, I'd just love to meet the woman who's causing all the trouble.
Here, Edward, what's this swimming about in my tea?
It's only a tea leaf, Mother.
Why don't you use bags, Edward?
Yes, why don't you give the old bag a bag?
I bought some for her, but she kept cutting them open and pouring the tea into the caddy. In the end, I just gave up.
I had to cut them bags up, didn't I? They had little holes in them. It was Edward's fault. He kept buying faulty bags.
They were the perforations, Mother.
Rubbish. They was full of holes. All the tea was getting out, so you could only use them the once.
Could I have some chocolate blancmange, Edward?
There you go.
George is ever so late, you know. I can't wait to tell him I'm going to be living with him. Oh, he'll enjoy that. Where does he live now, Vera dear?
Hard to say, Mother. You know George.
Oh, George.
Bloody George.
What did you say?
Ooh, I said it's bloody gorgeous, this chocolate blancmange.
I know what you said. You bloody liar, you said bloody George.
But Arthur, what are we going to do about Mother?
Well, our flat's too small. She'll have to go into a home.
Oh, no, not necessary. I forgot to tell you. I'll be moving into Caroline's flat, so you and Vera can come and live here with Mother.
But I work 30 miles away. How will I get to the shop?
We could live here, Arthur. Perhaps you could open your own little shop here. Be independent. You're always talking about it. You've been talking about it for 30 years.
I said when the time was right.
Well, now seems to be the right time, Arthur. I think Vera's got a very good idea there.
I thought you two girls would stick together.
Stop it, Arthur. Edward's getting married.
I don't know what you lot are all arguing about. I told you, I'm going to live with George in his ground floor penthouse. He wrote me a letter, my son George.
Mother, I don't think we want to talk about that letter now.
What letter? I haven't heard about any letter. And how could George have written a letter?
Don't get your drawers in a twist, Vera. It could be George's football coupon. You know what the old woman's like. And besides, how do we know Edward's getting married to this Caroline Sims? We haven't even seen her. She could be a figment of Edward's imagination.
Don't be ridiculous. I can assure you I am getting married. In fact, I have to.
Have to? You mean Caroline...
Up the spout! You've got her up the spout! Haven't you heard of contradictions?
Contraceptives, Mother.
Are you sure you're the father, Edward? And not the mother?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Of course I'm the father. Caroline and I were going together for 5 years before it happened.
I told you he didn't know where to put it. 5 years it took him to have an accident. It only took your father 17 minutes.
17 minutes?
Yes. We did it in the car on the way to our wedding reception. We were very lucky.
Lucky? How could that be lucky?
Well, your father was driving the car.
Ours was not an accident, Mother. Caroline and I planned it. We love each other.
I don't believe I'm hearing this, Edward. You'd have a baby just to get out of looking after your poor old mother.
I used to hate kids, but George, now he was such a lovely baby and so clever. You know, when he was only 3, he used to love dressing up in my clothes and wearing my high-heeled shoes. I always remember telling him, if you're not careful, George, you'll grow up to be like your brother, Edward.
And that would never have done, would it, Mother?
Now, Edward, she's only an old lady.
Who's an old lady? I'm 90. That doesn't make me an old lady.
You're not 90, Mother. You're only 83.
How do you know? know. You weren't there when I was born, not like I was.
It's on your birth certificate, Mother.
It's on Edward's birth certificate that he's a male, but look at him.
I am trying to tell you, Mother, that I am leaving to get married and have a baby.
Not necessarily in that order.
Mother, it is now your responsibility, Arthur. Yours and Vera's. This house is fully furnished and you can move in whenever you like.
But this is emotional blackmail.
I'd quite like to come and live back here, Arthur. Some of my happiest days were spent in this old house. I remember when I was a little girl, we had such good times with Mum and Dad and George and Edward and Cat, of course.
Cat? How could it be Cat, Vera? You're talking about 40-odd years ago. 40 very odd years.
All Mum's cats have been called Cat. I remember at one time we had two cats, and they were both called Cat. That's how we told them apart.
By their numbers.
Numbers?
That's right. Cat 1 and Cat 2. Cat 1 was black, and Cat 2 was a slightly darker colour. Or was it the other way round? Anyway, one day we thought Cat 1 had got caught up a tree and George climbed up to rescue him. And when he brought him down, it wasn't Cat 1 at all, nor was it Cat 2. It was next door's cat, Tiddles. Oh, George was so brave.
That wasn't George, Mother. It was me.
No, dear, it wasn't you. It was Tiddles. George loved Tiddles. And Tiddles loved George.
George, I'm sick of hearing his name.
Oh, where is he? Oh, I hope he's not feeling a little queer. Sometimes he does, you know. He picks things up.
Well, I'm going to get ready to go out. Caroline and I are going to see a rerun of Bob, Carol, Ted and Alice at the Odeon.
You know, I've never met any of your friends, Edward. You're ashamed of me, aren't you? Is it because I break wind after eating apricot sandwiches?
And you told me not to be coarse in your mother's house, Vera. Anyway, that does it. I couldn't live in the same house with her.
Don't you talk to me about being coarse, Arthur. Of course I'm coarse. I've every reason to be coarse. You'd be as coarse as me, course you would, if you'd suffered like I've suffered. I've had everything from pimples to piles. George had them too when he was a baby.
What, piles?
No, pimples! All over his bum. Oh, and he had a lovely little bum. Everyone used to say so, even when he got old.
What did he get old of?
Oh, I may be coarse, Arthur, but you're not a thick sod.
Edward, if you expect me to live out the remainder of my days with this old bag, you must be out of your mind.
That's my mother you're talking about, Arthur.
That's nothing to be proud of. Anyway, I'm not moving in here. This house should have been demolished years ago. It's falling apart.
Well, it's up to you two now. I'm moving out and somebody has to look after Mother.
We'll have to, Arthur. I couldn't bear to send her to a home.
They wouldn't have her, would they? She'd corrupt all the old dears. Anyway, I've told you. I am not moving in here. Over my dead body will I come and live in this house? It's bad enough coming here every Sunday, but being here every day with her, I couldn't stand it. Besides, where would we go every Sunday afternoon?
We could go and visit Edward and Caroline. We could take Mother. It would be a nice outing for her.
You're not invited.
Where's George? I'm getting really worried now. He's never been this late before. Was he late last week, Vera?
I think he's late every week, Mother. Mother, what's this about a letter?
Edward told me not to talk about that letter. He said it's private.
But I'm your daughter, Mother.
Funny. I thought you might be. Otherwise, why would you keep calling me Mother?
Mother.
Never you mind, Vera. George will read the letter when he gets here. He's a good boy, is George. He worries me at times, though, especially with those fast sports cars he drives. You could have had a fast sports car, Vera, if you hadn't gone and married a tatty old barber like him.
Thank you very much, Mother. It's the little loving things you say about me that make me want to come and live with you.
I'm not going to live with you. I'm going to live with George and Cat. Oh, I wish I could remember which number he was, but you see, he's got an identity crisis as Cat. He thinks he's number six, but he can't be because number six was a male and she's a female. You know, I don't think she knows what sex he is.
That's nothing unusual. Not in this family.
Arthur, if you're talking about Edward, he's told us he's getting married. So that proves he's just as much a man as you are.
You don't look much of a man to me, Arthur. But then, I'm not married to you, thank Christmas. You and Edward joined together wouldn't make half the man George does. He's a man of substances, my George, an executive. One day he'll be manager of that hotel where he works.
Caroline's picking me up in a few minutes.
Oh, is that a new suit, Edward?
No, I bought it for the funeral.
Well, it's lasted well. Your dad's been gone for years, rest his soul.
Not that funeral. Somebody else's.
Edward, where's George? Why don't you phone?
I shouldn't think he'll answer, Mother.
Caroline's got a car, then?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she's got a sports car.
Like George. George has a lovely green sports car.
I think it was red, Mother.
Oh, don't be so silly, Vera. You're thinking of the bus Edward has to get on. George's car is green. Anyway, where is George?
What colour is Caroline's car, Edward?
Green, actually.
Lucky George's is red, otherwise we might get them mixed up.
That's what I said, Mother.
Oh, speak up, Vera. You've always been a mumbler. Not like George. He knows how to speak up for himself. George has the best speaking voice I've ever heard.
And what about his lisp, Mother?
Lips? What about his lips? George had lovely lips.
No, Mother, his lisp.
George doesn't lisp.
He just couldn't say his ethers.
That's the doorbell. George must have forgotten his key. Vera, put the kettle on for your brother.
I don't think that's George, Mother. I think it's Edward's Caroline.
Caroline? What Caroline?
The one with the green sports car. I saw it pull up outside.
No! That's George! He's got a green sports car.
Ooh, and you expect me to live with her? I'd have her committed.
Everybody, this is Caroline.
She's not fat enough to be in the club.
You must be Mrs. Simpkins. I've heard so much about you.
You must be the silly cow that got knocked up by my son George.
No, it was Edward who knocked me up, Mrs. Simpkins. And I can assure you that I did my bit towards it.
Let me introduce you to everyone, Caroline. Then you'll know who to avoid. You've met Mother. This is my sister Vera.
Charmed, I'm sure.
And this is our husband Arthur. Unfortunately, he's also my brother-in-law.
Say hello to Caroline, Arthur.
Hello to Caroline, Arthur.
He's such a sarcastic sod, don't take any notice of him. By the way, which way did you come?
Through the high street.
Did you see a green sports car with my George in it?
Take no notice of her, Caroline. Shall we go?
Have you set the date for the wedding?
We'll let you know.
Give me plenty of notice, won't you? I shall have to have a new outfit, won't I, Arthur?
Oh, I suppose so. But make sure you go shopping with Edward. You wouldn't want to be wearing the same dress.
Arthur, I've warned you.
What are you insinuating about my Edward?
You'll find out, if you haven't already.
That's enough, Arthur. Don't make me lose my temper.
Oh, dear. Will you hit me with your handbag?
Arthur, for the last time, I'm warning you. For the last time.
Oh, sit down, you silly little cow. We've got guests. Caroline, are you sure whose baby you're carrying?
I beg your pardon?
Are you sure it's yours?
Of course it's mine. Mine and Edward's.
Oh, it don't seem possible. Seems like only yesterday he was sitting in front of that fire playing with Cat.
Mother, it was yesterday.
Well, I didn't say it wasn't, did I? And have you told Caroline about Eileen Bell?
Yes, I know all about Eileen. I think a pseudonym is an awfully good idea. I use Horace Cutthroat for my murder thrillers.
You're Horace Cutthroat? Oh, I've read all your books. Read them in bed late at night. Well, I mean, you've got to do something, haven't you? I particularly liked Cabbages and Kings.
Yes, snappy title that. Did you guess who done it?
No. No, but I shall be very careful at the veg counter in future.
I think his books are dreadful.
Oh, he's Eileen and she's Horace. Oh, my good God. My first grandchild will probably be called Rover. Now, for goodness sake, where is George?
Who is this George?
He's my brother.
But didn't you tell me he was...
Yes, he's on his way here. He drives a red sports car. You might have seen him. Oh, he's probably stopped in the high street to buy flowers for me and go cat for cat. He loves cat and cat loves him. He's the best son I ever had. And that includes you, Vera.
Mother.
That's very nice, I'm sure. What about poor Edward?
Oh, don't worry about me, Caroline. I'm used to it.
Don't you worry about Edward, Caroline. He's well looked after. I have to do everything for him. You know, last night he was up all night with a dire ear. I did not stop running.
Edward, is that true?
No, of course not. Let's go.
Yes, off you go, you two young things. Don't worry about us. We look after your poor, weak, ailing old mother. We'll all be here when you get back. That is, if the old girl survives the shock.
What shock?
The shock that he goes out with women as well. But don't worry about us. You just go and paint the town red.
Green? How many more times it was green?
What does he mean, women as well?
I've warned you for the very, very last time, Arthur. This is my final, last warning. Coming now, so listen. I'm warning you, and my advice to you is, be warned.
Oh, you know, you get a better class of conversation out of Cat than out of her.
But what does he mean, Edward? Women as well.
Don't listen to him, Caroline. He just doesn't want us to get married. He's jealous of what we have.
Oh, we can all see what you've got. Now, don't you worry. George will sort Arthur out when he gets here. You'll like George, Caroline. In fact, you can do yourself a favour and leave Edward and go with George. Then you'll see what a real man's like.
Are you insinuating that Edward is not a real man?
No, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. He's got all the equipment, as you no doubt know. The only thing wrong with my brother-in-law is that he's a raving poofter.
That's it. I've taken about all I'm going to take.
Now, Arthur, I've warned you.
Vera, shut up, you silly cow.
Oh!
Don't you talk to my wife like that. Look what you've done. You've made the silly cow cry.
Where's George? Oh, I hate him to miss a good fight.
Oh, George. I'm sick of that name.
That's why we named you Edward. George wouldn't suit you. It's a man's name.
Don't say things like that. My Edward's all man.
Oh, let them have their cheap digs, Caroline. We know the truth, And so does Mother. Remember the letter, Mother.
What's this letter? Arthur and I haven't seen it.
It was addressed to me, and no one's going to read it without my permission. It's private, from George. Oh, where is George?
Oh, where's George? Where's George? That's all I hear, morning, noon and night. George this, George that. What a wonderful son he is. What a real man. We know where George is, don't we, Mother? And we know what he is.
What are you talking about, Edward? What he is?
Yes, Edward. What's all this about? No need to upset the old lady.
Well, that's rich coming from you. Anyway, ask Mother what it's about.
George is a wonderful son. He has more girls than Cat has fleas.
Oh, what's going on here?
Well, that's obvious, isn't it? Your fairy-faced brother is taking it out on poor old George. Just like him to do that when George isn't here to defend himself.
Where is he? Where's George?
He's not coming, is he, Mother?
That's enough, Edward. Can't you see you're upsetting Mother?
No, this needs to be said. It's gone on long enough. Where is George, Mother? Where is he?
But, Edward, I thought you said your brother George was dead.
He is dead. He died 2 years ago in a road accident driving his blue sports car. Mother just won't accept it.
Dead? No. George?
He's dead. He's dead, Mother. Edward's right. We've gone on with this pretense long enough.
Yes, Mother, George wasn't here last Sunday or the Sunday before that. In fact, Mother, he didn't even come here when he was alive. You never saw him from 1 year to the next.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're just jealous of him. You always were. He'll be here in a minute, you'll see.
Mother, Edward is right. George isn't with us.
I know that! We're waiting for him. He'll be here soon. It's just Edward getting at him, like when they were children. George was always defending Edward from the bullies at school. Edward was a weak little pansy.
Pansy, puff, fairy, I've heard it all from you lot. Read the letter, Mother.
No!
Read it.
This is my letter. It's private from George. I'm not reading it to anybody.
Then I'll read it.
My letter! He's taken my letter!
Hey, steady on, Edward. I think you're going a bit too far.
Shut up and sit down.
Don't you think you're being a bit hard on your mother, Edward, dear?
I know what I'm doing. I should have done this years ago. I won't bore you with the whole letter, just the last paragraph. Dear Mother, here we are. This was sent to Mother just before George died. I have to tell you, Mother, that I'm moving away to the north of England with Vivian. I'm sure you remember Vivian. You see, we're lovers and have been for many years.
But what's wrong with that, Edward?
Vivian's a man, isn't he, Edward?
Yes, Mother, he was a man.
A man?
Yes, they were both killed in the accident.
You mean it was George that was a...
Yes, it was always him. All right, he looked like a he-man, but underneath he was, just say he was different. I knew about him for years, but he kept it well hidden. He only let Mother know 2 days before the crash in his letter.
Oh, the things I've been saying about you, Edward.
That's all right, it's over now. I suppose Eileen was rather a silly name, but you have to be careful when you're writing for a woman's market. Come along, Horace, or we'll be late.
Good night, Mrs. Simpkins. Vera, Arthur.
And Cat.
Oh, what I could do with now is a nice cup of tea, Arthur.
Yes, and I could do with something to take away the taste of that blancmange. I'll give you a hand.
Well, it's been a bit of a day, Cat. Has been for you too, I expect. I mean, having to eat salmon spread instead of sardines. Bit of a come down for you, that. Still, you look well enough. You and your fleas. I'll have a cup of tea if you make him, Vera, and tell that fairy of a husband to bring in a spoon this time.
Pardon, Mother. Did you say something?
You will be coming next Sunday, Vera, won't you? Same as usual.
Yes, of course, Mother.
Oh, then there's only one thing that's worrying me now.
What's that, Mother?
Where's George? He should have been here ages ago.
You have been listening to the BRT CADS production of Where's George? A comedy by Gary Diamond and Ray Lawrence, directed by Tony Woods, with, in order of appearance, Wynne Harrison as Vera Ledbetter, Mike Soquel as Arthur Ledbetter, Val Wills as Rose Simpkins, Stephen Everett as Edward Simpkins, Sandy Ashkun as Caroline Sims, and Tony Woods as the announcer. Sound effects and editing were by Errol Zier, and studio production was by Jan Garzi.
How can I make it clear? This is not a good idea for her to hope, dear Mrs. Worthington. Is on the face of it absurd. Her personality is not in reality exciting enough, inviting enough for this particular sphere. Don't put your daughter on the stage, Mrs. Worthington. Don't put your daughter on the stage.